Welcome to Foscable.
Foscarecast.
Hey, everybody.
Foscarecast number 11. Are we 11? We're up to 11 now.
Where are we?
Did we crank it up to 11?
I'm tired because I've been staying up late playing a video game that we'll talk about in a second. So welcome to the Foscarecast. This is the podcast we do after we rehearse or record or just, you know, goof around in my basement for an hour and a half.
Circle jerk.
What? Wait.
It's always music. About the jerking and the circling with you, isn't it?
Vaginas.
Circles are easier. You start getting breaking the rhombus in there, the rhombus jerk doesn't...
We don't have enough people for a dodecahedron jerk.
Chuck Norris in the octagon jerk.
Octagon jerk is now the title of this episode. That one didn't take long. Let's see if anything else pops up.
Guess the title.
So, as I said, we were rehearsing and recording tonight, and
we recorded
the basic tracks of another acoustic number for our Songs from the Hammock
that we didn't write.
No, we did a cover song on this one. I don't know if I'm not going to spill the beans on this one yet. I'm going to leave this one a little bit of a secret.
It rhymes with home sweet home.
Yes. Use your imagination on that one.
Rome Street Foam.
Yes.
Gnome sweet gnome.
So I think it was going a little rough there for a while. We were having some trouble getting it down on tape, if you will.
It was odd because it was like a movie because we were just goofing around. It got really bad.
Yeah.
And then we just gave up and all of a sudden.
And then we goofed around some more and just kind of improvised some crap and came up with the triumphant version of the song or something.
It was right out of like Purple Rain and the people were crying in the theater and... It was sad.
And then I was about to give up because we had this... I have occasionally this electrical hum that I just cannot seem to diagnose pops up into my system. And it just like goes for like 5 minutes and then it goes away. And I can't figure it out. I've got a power conditioner. This is a new thing too. This hasn't happened all the time. This is like a new thing in the last few months. And it really bugs the hell out of me. So we're sitting there.
I did dial up the awesome. So maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe the awesome got into my electrical system. Yeah. So anyway, this buzzing is going on. And we're like, I can't record because it's going to get on the recording. Awesome. So we're just goofing around, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm ready to stop. I get up, I go over, I'm going to stop the recording, and Nathan goes, oh, it stopped.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, well, they'll give us one more shot. So we sit down, and we pound it out. And I think the version we got was full of energy, full of maybe a little bit of desperation, because we were maybe frustrated with how things were going on. But I think it was good.
And
I think that was
up.
A good keeper. And we only had to go back and punch in one little part so far. And
And it wasn't me for once.
That's true. We'll get to your parts on the other song later.
Yeah. That was terrible.
So that was awesome. I think so that gives us two of the songs that have the basic tracks done. And we have to go back and do vocals and punch in some fixes here and there. But otherwise.
But we did a lot of improv tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of that will make it secretly on there, but
there could be some bonus crap.
I thought it was awesome.
It's all there, and I just have to figure out what to do with it now.
Yeah, it was.
But if anyone's looking for all bonus crap.
Maybe there'll be a bonus CD for the bonus CD.
Give me some coffee.
We're just getting desperate now.
So that's the story of recording for tonight. The other topic I wanted to get into, last week we were talking about different media things, and John, you had talked about playing Mass Effect 2.
Still am.
Yep.
I'm almost done.
Did you talk about a game, Nathan? I forget.
I don't remember.
Okay. But anyway.
Something happened.
I started playing a game that I've had for a little while.
What game is that?
I have a stack of games that this is what I do. Okay, first I'm going to tell you how I roll with the gaming system.
Sure.
I don't buy games when they come out. For some reason, I can't justify spending the $60 on a new game.
They are expensive.
Can I just say on this game that we're about to talk about?
Yeah.
I bought it the day it came out.
Yeah.
Me too.
And the guide, because the first game was so complex, I'm like, I'm just going to go buy the guide because I want to give those people their money. And that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Oh, my.
Anyway, go on.
So I don't buy games right away. I tend to wait until they're at least half price. I guess I've bought a game here or there when that first price dropped down to $40. Yeah. Occasionally, I'll buy a game there. I tend to like to go for $20 or less. And so that's when this game hit that sweet spot, I was tempted to buy it, but then I didn't actually end up buying it. Adam, co-host of my other podcast, The Scope, had a copy that he... sold to me, which I still have to pay out. But anyway, I got a really good deal, so I'm like, all right. So the game, I get cheap games. That's the moral of the story.
Hey, what was the game?
The game I started playing was Fable 2.
Wait, how about we guess what it is?
Jeff, go ahead. What's your guess?
Fable 1?
Shit. I got nothing.
It's not not WWE wrestling. No. Raw, whatever it is.
Katamari Damacy.
Awesome.
I have beautiful Katamari. I have that. I got that for $15, I think.
Anywho.
Is that the Xbox 360
one? Yeah, that's the
one?
Xbox
yeah.
one.
Not as good as
I hear as the PlayStation 2 ones were.
Not
yeah.
at all.
But, we love Katamari.
Anyway, Fable 2.
Anyway, yeah. so Fable 2 is... I really got into it. I have... Maybe this is the good approach, is I don't tend to play my games, because if I do play a game and I like it, then it's like, forget it. That's all I want to do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And that'll eat up all your time. Just chopping wood.
I played through it twice.
Have you? So yes. I'm enjoying the game quite a bit. I like the fact that you can do the main quest, but you can also do these side quests. Or if you want to just fuck around in town and get people to like you, or buy property or whatever, you can do that.
Right.
But, yeah. So I'm not even sure how far I am at this point. Is there like a meter that can tell you how far you are? Or
not
it,
really. No. No,
okay.
No.
I think I'm at the point where I'm supposed to... Where am I supposed to go? I don't even know. But is there? You guys have both played it. Are there any tips I should be paying attention to as far as...
Do you have a wife?
I don't have a wife yet. I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
I mean, I have...
I do.
I have...
Shut up. Nobody cares.
In the game, Jeff. In the game. That's where the real action happens. Forget that real life matrimony crap.
My bad.
Does your wife have a giant heart above her head?
I do have. I do. There is a shopkeeper in Bowerstone who is interested in my affections. But
I nailed a bartender.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I do have. I have condoms. I think I need a place to bring them back to. That's my trouble. It's like I want to, you know.
Yeah, you
explore,
get in the house and yeah.
Explore that part of it. So I have enough money now where I could buy a piece of property. So I think I might look into doing that.
I think the biggest thing is just buy property
yeah.
and rent it out or whatever. It's been so long since I played it.
Will that get you lots of money?
Do
is
it
that the
at
point?
The beginning of the game and you'll have a shit
ton of
money.
You got to do the Monopoly thing where you
yeah.
buy all the cheapest property you can.
Yeah.
You buy everything you can.
Really?
You can buy all the little stores
yeah.
in town.
Stores.
So you just buy them out from under the people who are running them?
Yep.
Yeah.
You just keep doing it, and then eventually it's just like Monopoly, where you just keep buying every
yeah.
property you land on that you can afford, and then eventually it just keeps building and you're
accumulating.
The
to
money
what,
keeps coming.
To
in.
What end, though? Is there a goal to getting a lot of money?
Well, there's certain there's like two or three properties that I still couldn't get. They were like $1 million.
Oh wow.
Achievements.
Yeah, it's basically achievements.
Okay.
But and just not having to worry
and
about
some of
the
big ones have
the
quests
the
in
game.
Them.
So you don't have to do any bullshit wood cutting or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you should still do that because that's achievements too.
Yeah, I did. I've done a lot of wood cutting. I've done
beer.
The beer. I did a little. I took a bounty hunter job. I've done some blacksmithing.
I will have to say, though, Jared.
Yes.
Not to spoil it, but
yeah.
it the fun side quests and the building up of stuff
yeah.
is a little... more fun than
the main quest?
The main quest.
Okay. That's fair. So. I mean, I think there's a ton of stuff to do, so...
So once the main quest is done, you're like, oh, now what?
So, all right, let me ask you this. Did you power through and do the main quest?
No, I try to do everything before... Although there's a part in the game where you're stuck somewhere and you can't go back for a long time.
Oh.
So, things happen, and it kind of... But, you know, I don't want to spoil it by saying where to build up all your stuff before you do it. So
but you are saying that at some point you're going to be in some place and you can't get back. So it probably
well, you
would
do
be
get
worth,
back eventually,
but
a lot of things have changed.
Okay. So maybe worth my time to make sure that I'm getting some property and stuff like that now.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should do that then. Now, you guys were saying I should have played the Fable 1 first.
Oh, yeah. Lost Chapters, Fable 1, way better. But that's my opinion.
The Lost Chapters or the regular
play
one?
After.
The Lost Chapters.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's fun to play after.
See, this Fable, the first one I started playing a little bit and then I kind of stopped and it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of scared to try to pick it up again because I will have... I don't know. I'm liking the control in Fable 2 better than I did in the Fable 1.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate the control in Fable 2.
Really?
I really like the rifles and all that.
Oh, I loved it.
I was not liking it. And the combat, the melee combat, it actually is what I don't like in Fable 2.
Well, and it stays tough, which I like games like Final Fantasy where you can build up your character, so you're kind of a little one up against the creatures you fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Fable, they're always a little better than you.
Yeah,
no matter
I found
how
that.
High
you get. You can't run into a group of bandits and just button mash because they will.
Right.
They will beat you.
Yeah.
Fable 1, you could get ahead of them if you did it right.
Thanks. I think you're right. Yeah, I haven't played the one in a long
time. All right. So I think maybe I'll give the first one a chance again because I do have it.
And you have lost chapters because it's totally worth the extra game.
I think I have. I'm trying. I actually think I have two copies of it. I think I got one. I got like the first regular one free, and then I think I bought Lost Chapters when it was $10 or something.
Cool.
So maybe I'll revisit that when I'm done with Fable 2. My eventual goal is to play Mass Effect, so then I can play Mass Effect 2, and eventually I want to play Dragon Age Origins as well. I want to be one of the cool kids who's played all the games.
You'll be in trouble with Dragon Age Origins.
Oh yeah.
How about Oblivion?
I hear good stuff about that, but I don't know. That's not on my list of things to get to.
Okay.
I can't play everything.
Yeah, especially when you can put 100 hours into a game like Oblivion.
Mm. Yeah.
At some point, the first Harry Potter Lego game is going to drop to 20. I'm going to buy that. So, I like those Lego games. I should have bought the Batman one when it was $20, and now it's hard to find. But
I just have Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Yeah.
I'm a little pissed they re-released it with the new movie, but maybe I don't care about the new movie.
Yeah, don't worry about the new movie. Nuke the fridge.
Jeff, you playing any games? I know you got a PS3. Do you got any games for it?
I don't have any games for it.
What do you do with it?
Blu-ray.
I watch it sit on my carpet.
Use the Netflix streaming on that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome.
I got to say, that's the shit.
It is the feces.
You can do that with Xbox, right?
You can.
Hey.
With an Xbox Live subscription.
Someone been watching Archer?
I did.
Because I just rewatched it.
Yeah.
It's so phenomenal of a TV show.
Is that an FX joint?
Yeah.
I think it's just the dialogue is hilarious.
It's genius.
I love freaking Cyril. That's his name.
Figgis?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Can one stream it, Jared?
It is on Netflix streaming, yes. That's where I watched Archer Season 1. You need to watch it. Do it. It's hilarious. It's very crude.
I like it.
Very crude.
But, yeah.
Crude is good.
It is how we get ants.
There's one character who's really into being choked. I'll just say that.
All right.
Like the legend of Neil.
This has become the media review show.
I know.
We are a band as well.
We play music.
We play music, but
music
know that
is only secondary.
I don't think you probably chanced upon this podcast without knowing a little bit about who we are. So, possible Oscar is the name, Kicking Ass is the game, and something else. I don't know.
Me and John got into a huge fight. We should probably mention that. And we're not actually in the same room right now or recording at the same time.
Nathan's in a remote mountaintop. He's coming in via satellite.
Tunisia.
Yeah. Honestly, it was getting out of hand. We couldn't even hang out in the same restaurant anymore.
It was pretty sad.
Finding places to eat. I'm done with him. He's an ass.
It was the Jew and the Jet.
This was a comments battle on Facebook, I believe. The Facebook.
Which I'm becoming notorious for. I'm so glad Earl's my friend on there now.
Lots of sparring. I got to get to the bottom of this, too.
Sure.
You and, not you, we got your piece. John, you and Earl had a whole thing like Monday night where you were just going crazy on Facebook.
Oh, no, that was last night.
Was that last night?
Yeah, that was...
What was that all about?
I was drinking, and he mentioned... I don't know, it started with quotes from Raiders.
Yeah.
And then we started going back and forth of Raiders status updates, and it just got... It got so stupid and dorky and
sounds
funny.
Sounds like the perfect use for Facebook.
Well, it was, because, you know, I'm at work all day. It's like, you know, sometimes when it gets so dull at work, I almost have to start posting something that's going to stir something up, just because it's so. I need some kind of excitement.
need some conflict.
Because Facebook gets kind of dull after a while. It's not as hopping as it used to be.
It goes through phases. Yeah, some days where it's like I just can kind of skim over my newsfeed and go, you load some pictures. You're having a crappy day. Your kid Ray
has been hacked.
And he's not even around to.
No.
To fix it.
He's joined the circus literally, and his Facebook got hacked, and so like I had to block him because we got a million messages kept popping up.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, I think we've gone down a Facebook rabbit hole here, and we're not getting out. Jeff, any closing words? I'm leaving it to you to rescue this show.
I'm feeling a bit under weather, and you might want to wrap it up, or I'm going to barf on your microphone.
All right, and with that, we are going to wrap up the PossiCast. Thanks for listening, folks. Check us out at PossibleOscar.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're in the world. Come give us a hug. Thanks
Octagon
for listening.
Jerk. Woo!